91X News.
It's plus 3 degrees and partly cloudy at 3:59 from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Evan McClelland. The CP Holiday train made a stop in Belleville this morning as part of its 20-year anniversary run. Mike Fleming was there.
The Holiday train rolled into Belleville just before 9. The stop is part of its trip across Canada this year. Gleaners Food Bank hosted the event, accepting donations of food and money. Suzanne Quinlan, Director of Operations, says she thought the turnout was very good.
We know alone we'd had 600 children. So I would say we had close to 2,000, maybe 2,500 people.
Along with live music from Terry Clark, Sierra Noble, and Kelly Prescott, the event included a donation from CP to the food bank for $7,000. Quinlan says she appreciates the company's generosity.
CP themselves, the generosity of that company to do this across Canada and the cost. You don't see a lot of companies doing that anymore.
Quinlan says she was pleased by the size of the crowd, which was much larger than anticipated.
So we started at 6 a.m. today and made 300 cups of hot chocolate. Obviously, there wasn't enough. We ran out.
The train also made stops in Trenton and Brighton this morning before heading west on its cross-country tour. The train will make its final stop on December 18th in Port Coquitlam, B.C. Mike Fleming, QNET News, Belleville.
In other holiday news, a nonprofit organization that serves youth in the Quinte area, called Youth App, has set up what they call the Give and Take Tree. It's a Christmas tree located outside a Youth App that's decorated with warm items and personal hygiene products for anyone in need to take during the cold season. Members of the community are invited to give items by hanging them on the tree or donating it directly to Youth App. Sherry Drakup, a housing counselor at the Hastings Housing Resource Center, says that the idea for the tree came from thinking about the community.
Just dealing with clients who don't have the financial resources to get warm items and just thinking about how to make the tree more purposeful.
The Give and Take Tree will be up until the new year. Any amount of money can go a long way to help build a better community. The Northumberland United Way provided 6 community organizations with grants to help get projects going. Liam Radford has the story.
6 new programs and community organizations in Northumberland will benefit from grants of $5,000 provided by the Northumberland United Way. Heather Norris, the Chief Executive Officer of the Northumberland United Way, says this is the first time in a couple of years that they have been able to give out these smaller grants of $5,000 or less.
Not always a large investment that organizations need to make a difference. Sometimes it's, you know, $1,500 here or $3,000 there to help support these necessary programs and services.
Norris says there's a wide variety of programs being funded.
Great to see the variety of programs and services and organizations that applied.
Nancy Johnson, the executive director of Cornerstone Family Violence Prevention Center, is happy they received the funding to provide a program with a speaker that would otherwise not have happened.
I don't think it would have. So it's really, really important, and we're very excited to have Dr. Lori Haskell. She really is a sector expert who is traveling across Ontario, and I believe Canada, providing this trauma training.
The program is an event to help train local service providers to understand sexual assault trauma and to deal with it more effectively. Northumberland United Way provided $25,697 to these organizations.
The Belleville Police Service wants to know what the public thinks its priority should be. It hosted a town hall meeting yesterday at the Quinte Sports and Wellness Center to help the service put together its upcoming community safety plan. Ludwig Chapman reports.
The question. Anybody got anything? We've got experts all around this room, folks. Start asking.
Students in the journalism program at Loyalist College have been surveying citizens on police priorities. At a meeting with around 30 people, police hope to build on that effort.
Will our main themes and priorities change? Some of them may. Some may remain the same with an increased response. But we want to know what the public thought.
The methods of how police get information from the public has evolved over the years. Something Inspector Chris Berry has said will help them improve the safety of the city.
I spoke in there about how, you know, our last community safety plan, We just did the phone survey. We didn't do this face-to-face survey with the help of the journalism students from Loyalist. You know, that's how we progress. We start to see, okay, we maybe we're lacking in this area. We need to bump it up here to get a better picture of what's going on.
The survey project has been ongoing for months, and the police hope that the input they receive will help bring significant change to the city.
Do they feel that break and enters are our number one priority in this community? Do they feel like traffic flow or aggressive driving is a priority? These are going to tell us that. The survey is going to tell us that. These kind of community meetings are going to tell us that.
Ludwig Chapman, QNET News, Belleville.
People will soon be able to visit a therapy pig in Belleville in the new year. Animal-assisted therapy is used to help treat physical and mental illnesses. Layla Nasser has more.
Miss Molly is a miniature potbelly pig who weighs a heavy 180 pounds. She lives in Belleville with Ruth Forget and her family and is in the process of becoming a therapy pig.
What we're aiming to do is work with teens, youth, adults who have mental health issues and helping them develop the life skills that they need to then transfer to their daily life.
Miss Molly is unique in the sense that she can provide emotional support.
I really noticed that she had a gift to know when people needed something, and she was able to give people what they needed very instinctually.
By Miss Molly's fourth birthday on December 29th, Forget says she is planning to submit all the information she needs in order to have Molly fully certified as a therapy pig in the new year. Then Miss Molly will start seeing clients. Layla Nasser, QNET News, Belleville.
In national news, it's not clear if Prime Minister Justin Trudeau will sign a new North American Free Trade Agreement on the sidelines of the G20 summit in Argentina tomorrow. Foreign Affairs Minister Chrystia Freeland says Canada has been in touch with the Americans and the Mexicans since arriving in Buenos Aires.
Our objective has always been to sign this agreement on November 30th. We are very much on track to do that. These agreements are massive, and a vast number of technical details need to be scrubbed and wrapped up.
Freeland says the fact that this is an agreement in three languages adds to the level of technical complexity. That's QNET News on 91X to 406. Sports is next.
In 10 minutes, you will reach your destination.
Loyalist College, here we come.
When it comes to grads getting jobs, Loyalist is the number one college in Ontario.
90.8% of Loyalist grads were employed within 6 months of graduation.
And the college's caring faculty and staff help you grow your career through hands-on work-integrated learning.
Begin your journey at Loyalist College's open house this Saturday from 10 to 1. LoyalistCollege.com. Loyalist College, you're going places.
QNET Sports. In the OJHL, the Wellington Dukes will be in Kingston tonight at 7 to take on the Voyagers. Then at 7:30, the Trenton Golden Hawks will be away playing against the Stouffville Spirits. As for the AHL, the BSens don't play today. Their next game is tomorrow at 7 at home against the Utica Comets. In the NHL today, the Ottawa Senators will play host to the New York Rangers at 7:30. At 8, the Winnipeg Jets will play at home against the Chicago Blackhawks. Then at 9, the Edmonton Oilers will take on the LA Kings at home. Finally, the Vegas Golden Knights will head to Vancouver at 10 to play the Canucks. As for tomorrow, the Calgary Flames will have a home game against the Kings at 9 that night. As for when Montreal and Toronto play next, they both do on Saturday. The Habs will be up against the Rangers at 7 that night, while the Leafs will be playing at the same time in Minnesota against the Wild. In the NBA, the Toronto Raptors will take on the Golden State Warriors at home tonight at 8. In other sports news, Bianca Ferreira scored 4 tries and Julia Greenshields added 3 more as Canada won all 3 of its games today on day 1 of the Emirates Airline Dubai Rugby Sevens. Greenshields collected her 3 in Canada's 38-7 opening win over Fiji. Ferreira, who scored 1 try against Fiji, recorded a hat-trick in a 29-7 victory over Spain. Brett Benn and Kaylee Lucan then scored their 2nd tries of the day in a 21-14 win over France that gave the Canadians first place in Pool C. John Tate's team will face Ireland in the Cup quarterfinals tomorrow. The Irish finished runner-up in Pool A, giving New Zealand a good run for its money before going down 24-17. New Zealand and England went unbeaten in winning the other two groups. The other cup quarterfinals are New Zealand versus Russia, US versus France, and England versus Australia. And that's the sports. Send us your team or league scores via email to qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. And now for the weather. The forecast for Belleville. Tonight, partly cloudy, becoming cloudy near midnight. The low will be -2, but feel like -4 with the wind chill. Tomorrow, cloudy with a good chance of flurries, high +2. At 4:08, it's +3 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Evan McLaughlin. News on 91X, next at 5.